It's Friday, May 29th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war.
It's a war on the workers. That was Ann Feeney, and this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Coming to you on, well, this is our last show for the month of May. How can it go so fast? My gosh, it is the 29th of May. It's Friday, and next show is going to be next month in June. Brain Labor Report comes to you every Monday through Friday. We're a half-hour show at 7 a.m. West Coast time. That's right. We're right out of Ashland, Oregon. You can hear us here in town via KSKQ. That's our low-power FM community radio station. Again, at 94.9 FM. You can hear us anywhere on the planet via the internet because we stream at www.kskq.org. Our show is about the struggles of ordinary working people. We cover progressive issues of all kinds. We like to connect the dots between those issues and workers. That's right, the working class. That's not a small niche, folks. That is a large group of people. In fact, just about everybody is in that group. That's right. Even when you retire, you still work. I found that out. And by gosh, the workers, that's a big group. By the way, that's the group that creates the wealth in the United States of America. They don't keep it. They give it to the bosses who put it in their wheelbarrows and take all that money to the bank. We have a structure in this country, an economic structure that is not fair. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And when we run into deep problems, you know who balances it on their backs? It is the working class. I still do not understand how we can bail out banks. They're too big to fail. And while people lose their homes, while people lose their health care, some cases they lose their lives. It is getting tough. And that's what the Brain Labor Report's all about. We have interviews, sometimes famous people, sometimes homeless people. And we always like to play labor songs. That's right, songs about the struggles of the working class. Always near the top of our half-hour show, we do bring you the Workers' Independent News, 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. So for our last show for May, it is Friday, May 29th, 2009. Here is the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
As General Motors ponders bankruptcy, one United States senator is warning the company not to use federal money to close plants and move those jobs to China. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown took the automaker to task this week.
I was in a state of disbelief last night when I learned that General Motors is not going to create those jobs in the United States, not in my state of Ohio, not in Michigan, not in Indiana, not in big auto states, not in Missouri. They're going to create jobs not in the United States. Those states which continue to hemorrhage auto jobs. In fact, they're what GM wants to do is take our tax dollars and create jobs in China.
Brown said GM's plan is to develop a new car that will be built in China and then sold in the United States.
The audacity of such a plan cannot be emphasized enough. In short, it's outrageous. It appears, Madam President, that what's good for GM is no longer good for America. This is a slap in the face to American auto workers, to American taxpayers, to American communities. It's a slap in the face of every auto worker in Ohio, in neighboring Michigan, in every state where men and women work hard and play by the rules and pay their taxes.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers says it has strong support as an election begins for 10,000 home healthcare workers in California. Doug Cunningham reports.
The Fresno County home health care workers are represented by SEIU. When SEIU took over the United Healthcare West local in a dispute over local union democratic control, many of the local's leaders formed the National Union of Healthcare Workers. United Farm Workers co-founder Dolores Huerta supports the new union. She says workers need and deserve to control their union.
I think it's a message to the international that you've got to let democracy work. You can't just use a heavy hand and try to force conditions on workers without their say-so.
Robin Blake is going door-to-door visiting the home health care workers, campaigning for the National Union of Healthcare Workers.
It's about democracy and having a voice. NUHW believes that the workers truly are the union. It's a member-driven union where we have a voice and the decisions are actually made by workers.
SEIU says it took over its United Healthcare Workers West because its leaders ignored democratic decisions made by the International and mishandled UHW money. H&M workers at retail stores in Manhattan have signed off on their first ever union contract. The workers are members of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, and under the new contract, workers will see a 3% wage increase the first year of the contract and the option for a renegotiation of wages during the second and third years. The contract additionally protects workers from unannounced schedule changes without the consent of employees.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Here's our plan for an interview today. We are looking for a phone call. Going to be coming in really quickly. If you hear the phone ring, that's probably the call. Sandy O and Pat Humphreys. That's right. That's who we're going to be talking to. We're talking about Emma's Revolution. They are a guest today. Going to be here in Ashland, Oregon tomorrow. We'll be doing a big infomercial about the concert for tomorrow. And we're expecting that call. Let's play a song. If I Had a Hammer, you probably know that song. This is off their CD, Roots, Rock, and Revolution. So Emma's Revolution, If I Had a Hammer. Here we go.
Oh,
Okay, if I had a hammer and by gosh, I think we were successful. And Sandy, can you hear us this morning?
I can. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Jason's shaking his head right. He's our engineer here at KSKQ. Thank you for being our guest, Sandy O. And I understand you're with Pat Humphreys, Emma's Revolution. Thanks for being our guest this morning. We're very excited to have you on the Brain Labor Report.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Going to do a big infomercial for you. I know you're going to be here in Ashland tomorrow. We're going to be talking. Well, let's start off right with that. By gosh, tomorrow, Ashland, Oregon, we have Emma's Revolution. There's going to be a concert at 7:30 p.m. This is going to be, help me here. Oh, it's the Ashland Community Center, 59 Windbird Way in Ashland, and 7:30 p.m. So pretty exciting, and I have never seen you folks before. Got a good friend, Linda Richards, did an interview with you. I read it the other day up in Corvallis. Let me quit talking and let me do some interviewing. Let me ask you a little bit about yourselves. Where do you live? I was trying to figure that out. Where do you folks live?
We live in Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay, I've been to Emmitsburg, Maryland before. Know where that is. I'm an Oregonian here. Do you make it to Oregon very often?
This is our third time to Ashland over the past few years. And these last two times, both of the concerts have been sponsored by the Peace House and the Rogue Valley Peace Choir, which we're really excited about. And tomorrow night's concert, the Peace Choir is going to be doing a few songs to open the show.
Fantastic. They do wonderful work here, and I want to find out about the Brain Labor Report is about the struggles of ordinary working people. Sandy, we have a lot to talk about. Half an hour is not long enough for this show. There's a lot of struggles. I want to talk about the work that you do and the songs of struggle that you deal with. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
You know, we're on the road about 200 days a year, you know, taking these issues that people read about in the news and bringing them down to human scale so that people can hear about, you know, people's stories and understand that these, you know, large abstract political issues are really just about us and our neighbors and our families struggle to make a better world for one another, you know, a more just and more peaceful place. So we gather inspiration from many different sources, lots of different groups that we partner with, and write stories, write songs from those stories that we hear and those relationships that that we develop, and then take them around the country so that people in different places hear the stories and the struggles and the successes. And the triumphs of people all over the country and all over the world.
Wow. Well, that's something we need, getting people engaged and involved. I want to give you an example of something I work with and worked with for quite a while now, international trade. Wow, that sounds wonky. That sounds really weird. You start talking to people about trade laws and international trade, it takes about 15, 20 seconds, their eyes glaze over, and I lose them. I absolutely lose them. And maybe I should sing songs like you guys do. Here's the point. They affect our lives all over, and how do we make the connections to where people understand how these trade laws affect our local economy and the recession we're in right now? I want to ask you about that. I struggle with it. Maybe I should start singing songs like you guys do. Would you comment on that, please?
Well, I think it is true that music comes, sort of gets the information into people's minds and bodies just through a different avenue. You know, people can listen for so long to someone speaking about an issue, or they can read about it only for so long. But when they're hearing, I have a song that I co-wrote with a songwriter in Brooklyn called No Sweat about the sweatshop, about sweatshops and about the movement to bring some of those jobs back to the U.S. and make, you know, create some awareness around the importance of manufacturing, supporting workers in the United States and, you know, manufacturing those things in the United States and exposing the corporations that, you know, purposefully outsource these things so that they can make, you know, billions and billions more and not address the labor conditions of, in many cases, the young girls that are, you know, working for slave wages and under horribly dangerous conditions. So we talk about those women's lives, and we talk about, you know, what it's like for those women to experience what they're experiencing, and we talk about the what happens, the transformation that occurs when these women get together and organize. And that's the level on which people can hear about these issues. They can feel you know, empathy for the folks in those situations, and then they can actually relate enough so that they can actually see themselves in the, as part of the solution, see the things that they can do on a day-to-day basis that will improve the situation for everyone.
Sandy, that I can't think of a better thing to have heard you say. We here in Southern Oregon have the Ashland Sweat Free campaign. And in fact, Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice has taken on the Ashland Sweat Free campaign. We want to join Portland, Oregon. We want to join San Francisco, and we want to join Los Angeles. We already did pass a resolution. Now we need policy to make it happen. And that's about the procurement of uniforms worn by police and fire and other people here in the city of Ashland. We do not want to support sweatshops. What we want to do is change the sweatshop industry. It's not about cut and run. It's about, in fact, raising the standards, how about globally, and literally changing what's called the race to the bottom. So when I hear you talk about this and your song, it's exactly, I can't think of a better example. The Ashland Sweat Free campaign, let me tell you, will be going to the city council on June 16th, and we want to pass a meaningful policy that in our little way will actually change the world. So I wanted to tell you that we have an active campaign going on right here in Ashland.
That's fantastic. We're really, really glad to hear about that, because there's so many of these kind of situations where people are scapegoating the folks who are working in these factories, not really thinking about the fact that it's the companies that are choosing to say, hey, I don't really want to pay an American worker, you know, or a European worker, or someone where there are some, in some country where there are standards. We'll just export it out and pay it in these countries where people are living on less than a dollar a day.
Well, thank you. Thank you for making that connection. We are going to continue working on this campaign. It's a great campaign, and I'm so glad that, well, by song, you are partnering with us in this. For folks who've never heard you before, and I haven't myself, tell us a little bit about the concert tomorrow night. What is it we can expect if we show up to hear Emma's Revolution, please?
Well, I think you would be perhaps surprised to hear that you're going to show up and laugh and have a good time.
Okay.
In the midst of singing about these things, there is also, you know, we need humor, we need community, we need those kind of moments of singing together or being in the same space together and hearing and considering these issues through the more kind of whole body experience of music. What we feel like is the arts get to add in, you know, whether it's dance or drama or poetry or puppetry or anything like that, gets to add in a whole kind of body experience of these kind of concepts. So at our concerts, there are songs where there's a part for the audience. We've done events, you know, around the country where we'll be singing for 10,000 people, and the organizers say, you know, do you have a song to sing with 10,000 people? And we do. And what we love about that, and when we take that to a concert like tomorrow night, is that there in the community center with all the people who are going to be there, we get to sing together and kind of just tap into these large moments, these moments when large groups of people are getting together to, whether we're standing against torture or whether we're standing up for, you know, fair trade and not free trade. So there's a lot of that kind of moment where we're kind of all adding our voices in together. And of course, we have some songs that are on pretty heavy topics where it's not going to be a laughing moment, but it's going to be a moment that touches you about the personal story behind it. We have a song called If I Give Your Name about the undocumented workers who were killed in the Trade Center on 9/11. And it was just the kind of people that were not being considered in the whole response to what happened on 9/11. And yet here they were, this undercurrent of workers, both in the Trade Center and throughout our country, throughout the U.S., as we've learned, and has been more exposed by the large demonstrations on May 1st a couple of years ago. Just to take a moment to listen to the stories of those people's experience of what happened when their family member was in the Trade Center and they couldn't speak about it for fear of being deported. So there are some heavy moments, but there are also a lot of light moments and a lot of community power moments.
Sounds exciting, folks. We're doing an interview with Emma's Revolution this morning on the Brain Labor Report. And if you're just joining us, by gosh, we've got about 6 minutes left to go on the show. We're over at 7:30. Guess what? We're talking about a concert going to be taking place tomorrow evening. Here's the infomercial for it. Emma's Revolution going to be here in Ashland, Oregon at the Ashland Community Center, 59 Windbird Way. That starts at 7:30 p.m. And we have on the phone, I think we might be talking to both. Do we have you both on here, Sandy O and Pat Humphreys, this morning on the Brain Labor Report?
Yeah, you have both of us, and this is Sandy here. I'm going to give the infomercial for the Brain Labor Report. We so loved your description of yourself as telling the untold stories of workers and people, struggling in their connection with work. We so identify with that. We identify our music as the untold stories of people as well. So we were so glad to be on this show, and we appreciate your spending time with us.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to tomorrow evening. Got about 5 minutes left to go. What else do we want to talk about this morning? Let's see. Okay. When did you guys start out? Kind of give us the chronology, if you will, of Emma's Revolution. Okay.
Well, Sandy and I were both musicians in our own right before we came together as Emma's Revolution. We've been playing together full-time for the last 8 years, and we played on and off for 8 years before that. And I had a solo career for many years before that. And Sandy had a duo named Petronella that she played with for a number of years. And we're, in fact, writing a book now called An Uprising of Hope that's about 25 years of songwriting that includes songs from my solo career and then all the collaborative material, all the collaborative songs that Sandy and I have written in the last 8 years that sort of chronicles all those years of activism in a songbook in the traditional sense with the music and the guitar chords and piano score and things like that, but also the given equal weight, the stories of the songs, who inspired the songs, where those songs came from, but also where they've been taken, where they've gone, sometimes with us and sometimes with other people. They've traveled around the country and around the world and had sort of a life of their own. So we've written some of those out for people. And we hope sometime in the next, sometime next year to release that book.
Well, fantastic, and we really appreciate the work that you're doing. Brain Labor Report likes to recognize musicians. By the way, I'll point out, too, we like to really recognize local independent musicians. There are so many hardworking folks who never really, their music doesn't get to see the light of day, and we like to play their tunes on the Brain Labor Report and really, really, give them the spotlight, too. There's a lot of workers out there. There's a lot of people really struggling to, in the case of musicians, get their work out there. And so it's important, we believe, for community radio to shine the spotlight on all of that good work. Tomorrow evening, let's say it again, infomercial is Emma's Revolution going to be here in Ashland, Oregon at the Ashland Community Center, 59 Windbird Way. And I'm telling you, I've heard enough right now that this sounds like an exciting thing. people keep talking about the energy that you bring to it. What do you guys drink? A lot of sugar? Eat a lot of sugar before you start your concert? How do you bring all that energy to your concerts?
I wish it. Well, actually, it's not packaged like that. It's probably better for us that it's not a sugar thing at all.
Okay.
You know what it really is just following on the energy of the activists we meet. Like when we did speak with Linda Richards up in Corvallis.
Yes.
She's doing some wonderful work at the university there and showed us around the Linus Pauling Library and told us about all of his and his wife's work, his partner's work, for peace and for a nuclear test ban treaty. And, you're just finding out what people are doing is energizing. Instead of hearing all the time, the kind of bad news or the news that's almost, designed to make us feel empowered, we really are carrying the news of empowerment. And I actually wanted to pass on to you, while we're talking about it, we just sang at the labor stage at the Folklife Festival up in Seattle. And there were some folks you might know, Rebel Voices, a wonderful labor duo that they've sung for years. And
yes.
I know that the Rogue Valley Peace Choir was going to be there, but for the illness of their director. So we just wanted to send out our wishes for health to Dave, their conductor. And when you mentioned, the local musicians, we so get that, wanting to shed a light on them. And I also wanted to invite, those local musicians and traveling musicians who might be interested to contact Local 1000, which is our traveling musicians union. It was a big step when the musicians union, which is generally considered of a locality-based, like you live in a city, you live in Ashland, you play in Ashland, you're in the Ashland Musicians Union. But for those of us who travel around the country, it was a big step to get a musicians local that would represent us. Even though we're not fixed in a locale, we travel.
Fantastic. Ann Feeney's told us about the union, and we totally support it. All people need a union. Communities are stronger where we have them. Folks, with that, we do have to say goodbye. I want to thank you for being our guest, and come see Emma's Revolution tomorrow night in Ashland. Goodbye, you guys.
Thanks, Wes.
Bye. Take care.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Come see Emma's Revolution, and we're out of here. Be back again on Monday. Okay, everybody, bye-bye.